OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the kicker spot. Fisher Boys, Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and I am here live at the Grove in Los Angeles, and it is going down. Tonight here at the Kicker Spot, we're going to have a blast. I know I'm not high energy and loud as usual, but again, I'm at a coffee spot, so we can't be too loud. You know, people getting their chill on, dog. All right, you guys. Well, it's good. It's pretty awesome because, as some of you may be aware, I have gone ahead and launched T'Angelo Live on Books. And because of that, I will be now attending different book signings. And tonight, Dwayne Wade is having his book signing here at the Grove at the Barnes & Noble. So he has a new book called Fathers First, and we want to support him and definitely do it a big Willie style. Yay, yay. So I'm attending that. We're here live. I'll be chilling. I ordered me a vanilla bean frap, which I see is done over there. I'm going to go pick that up on this next break. And it's just going to be awesome. So you guys definitely have to chill out with me as we here live at the Grove, chillaxing in our chill mode. And we're going to be chilling out with Dwayne Wade. I'm about to try to run over there and get some pictures and post them online so you guys can check that out as well. And definitely stick around because more book signings, more celebrity stuff will be coming up. And I'll be telling you more about the book signings as night goes on, okay, you guys? So really quickly, we're going to take a quick break while I finish hobnobbing and going to get some pictures up with you guys with the people here attending the Dwayne Wade book signing. And we'll be right back after this.
I can't wait. I will never win this game without you. in vain. I will never be the same without you.
Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one of the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot. The Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot, Kick It Spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. The Kick It Spot, 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 the Kick It Spot. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot.
Well, 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 everybody, what's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and we are here at the Kick It Spot chilling live at the Grove here in Los Angeles, Barnes Noble to be exact, where Dwayne Wade is having a book signing, and just like any celebrity fashion, he's running late. But that's way cool. You guys, the line is wrapped around this building, like around the building twice over. And everyone is super excited for the release of his new book, Father First. So anyhow, I'm heading back over to my little spot now. I'm trying to see if I can get y'all some great shots for tonight. But, you know, we'll play it by ear. Anyhow, you know, welcome out to the Kick It Spot, where we do what we do, chilling, kicking it, hanging out. We're going to have another blast, a fun time. I don't think I've ever done a show live on, like, at an actual venue before, so it's going to be kind of fresh. I'm feeling this. But we are going to make sure that we're going to make sure we do it fun, though, okay, you guys? So real quick, I had asked you guys, the Kick It Spot listeners, to help me pick out my new logo a couple of weeks back. And after many samples and, you know, much back and forth emails, I finally did choose one. So you guys definitely have to check out the new logo and the new site, which is TiangeloLive.com. And you can check it out, hit me up, and tell me what you think about all the newness there, okay? And otherwise, you can also feel free to give me a call here on the show. You can give me a call here at the show, which is 718-664-6543. 718-664-6543. Now, what do we have going on tonight? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Now, tonight, you guys, we will be visited by one of my new favorite people in Hollywood. Model Kristen Myers is a girl who is definitely on the move, okay? You know how we EOTMs do it. Yes, Kristen Myers is a model who hit L.A., and she is going for it all. And seeing that Kristen is young, fiery, fresh, fierce, and she's a glam goddess, of course, she doesn't go very far without her glam squad. A company Kristen tonight will be clothing company Cutiche and Hollywood jewelry designer Carol Lynn Sweets of Sweets Jewelry. And so, you guys, we're going to have a blast here tonight. We are going to learn all about fashion, hear about how to make it happen in Hollywood, the do's, the don'ts, and all that jazz. Let's see that. Oh, but before we get too carried away in the world of fashion, of course, I'm going to share with you guys my relationship tip of the week. And the relationship tip of the week, the relationship tip of the week is check that bottom line. Okay, you guys, I'm going to elaborate and explain on this tip in just a moment when we return. But please make it a point to go over to the new Tangible Live Facebook page and like it. I really, really, really could use your support.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the Kick It Spot? I'm trying to find the Kick It Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The Kick It Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one celebrity the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. Kick it spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry. The kick it spot. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot.
Yo, what's going on? Okay, so let's discuss this check in the bottom line. I'm going to do this rather quickly, you guys, because I'm going to get into Kristen and all the fun she's going to bring to the show. When I say the bottom line, what does it mean? Well, pretty much it's a three-point system for me. It is having your own place, job or source of income, and your own vehicle. Now, those are the bare minimum. I feel that you need to make sure that if you're trying to date someone, get a new person in your life, they need to at least have the bare minimum. What you get is to have the vehicle, a place to stay, of their own, and a job or income. Because otherwise, they can't come to the table bringing nothing. How that work? Now, I know in some locations, in some places, you know, having a vehicle isn't, like, you know, a necessity. Like, if you live in New York, that's just how they get down. I respect that, and I understand it. But in a place like here in Los Angeles, having a car is essential. Otherwise, we don't understand how you're making it work. I don't understand. That's just me. But anyhow, if you want to find somebody, you guys, who can meet you halfway. And so when you first get into that whole dating thing, you start to get to know the person and figure out about them, just make sure you find out what they're working with. And not like in a monetary, just, you know, make sure they're rolling. No, not you got to be rolling or anything, but you do need to come to the table. Listen, we in our late 20s, early 30s, you got to be bringing it. You can't act like you're 22, 23 anymore and you're living off your parents. It just ain't going to work. And if the new person is trying to come to you like that, you really need to reconsider what you're trying to do, okay? Like, really, you can't look for longevity. And then, I mean, I'm not saying this for a person who's, like, living, you know, high on the hog. Nah, I live, like, an average life. And it seems like most of us just live average life. And I feel that you need to have, you need to make sure the person you're starting to date has your back. Make sure that they can, you know, if you happen to, I don't know, go out that night and forget your wallet or found out that you dropped your credit card or something, you're not concerned with having to go in the kitchen and wash dishes. But you know that they could actually pick it up for you. You can hit them back later on. You know, I mean, that's how that should go. They should be able to get you at times. And if the person doesn't, you know, have just the bare essentials, then what they gonna bring to the table? You know, like what they gonna bring to the table? What they gonna do other than be a tax deductible for you? Because they're gonna be getting on your nerves every time you working out. You know, monies or putting yourself in a compromising position. But anyhow, let's keep going down my list. See what else they need to do. When it comes to having a job or income, it's kind of like just making sure they're doing their part. I mean, again, I know the economy is hard. I know people having jobs is the easiest thing. But I feel like some people are really taking that to the heels. I feel like they are really, I really feel like they are pushing, you know, the envelope on this whole I can't find a job. Some people, it is a hardship. But for some, it seems like y'all are just really, like, I don't know, taking advantage of it. You know, you have to figure it out because we can't, I think, expect to start developing a relationship with somebody when you don't have yourself together. You got to make sure you got yourself together before you start going into another relationship with somebody. And again, for you guys looking to find somebody, that's what the bottom line is about. It's about making sure the person can bring it to the table, making sure they're doing good by themselves. Otherwise, they can't do good by you. It just, I don't know. I don't think it works like that. It just doesn't. And that's why I say have your job or your own source of money. I mean, hey, I mean, as long as it's legal, I say do you. You don't have to be no baller or nothing like that. I mean, but you should be bringing something to the table, like something to the table. And then I also talk about living. I also talk about having your own place. Okay, now having a roommate or something, that's fine. You know, you have a roommate, that's not a trick or whatever. Now, if your mama live with you, I don't know if that's considered a roommate. That's not really called a roommate. That's just called living with your mama. And if something like, well, no, my mom had to move in with me. Maybe she did, but that's still considered living with your mama. Unfortunately, just socially, that's how it seems, you know. You just have to kind of go with it. Sorry. I know people are just like, well, see, you're kind of being hard up on that one. No, just, I don't know. If you live with your mom, you live with your mama. So, anyhow. Okay, so what else we have going on? Oh, and then I'm gonna say this. You need to make sure the person has some ambitions, make sure they have some goals, make sure they have some direction in their life. If they just kind of give you lump in the log, and I don't necessarily know if that's going to work. Again, when it comes to the bottom line, I don't think you can have the bare essential, I mean, the bare minimum three, and not have somewhere to be going, some kind of direction in life you want to head into. And if you find that you want to be, you know, a nurse's aide or RN or something, and so you're already where you want to be, then, hey, that's not a bad thing. You're doing you. You probably move with the company if you want to. But you just have to have something going for yourself. I don't think that, again, you can find somebody who ain't bringing it. You just have to bring it. You have to bring it. You have to bring it. So I don't know. I just feel that that's what you guys kind of have to consider right now is just have them, you know, really meet that bottom line. And that's for me. I think in some cases you have to design your own bottom line, what works for you. And, again, those are my bare minimum. It's your own place, a vehicle, and a job or your own source of income. And, again, I say source of income because there's many other ways people get their coins today. I mean, I don't know, inheritance or, you know, if you're on unemployment or if you're on stress leave. I don't know. As long as you're making the financials happen for yourself, do what you do, okay? So I'm going to say, and I'm going to close with this, you guys, real quick. There are people that should be seeing. Oh, excuse me, I'm getting out of control here. Okay, I'm gonna close with this. This tip is not just a tip that you can consider in your romantic life, but it's also something you can look at in other aspects of your life. If you're working on developing friendships and networking, again, if the person doesn't seem to have the necessities or the bare essentials to be a productive person in your life to help you grow and move forward, then what is the relationship about? It's more of going to be a dead weight or an anchor. I mean, again, you can't say you're going to be my friend and you can't even, you know, I guess, go out to dinner or go out to the club one night or let's take a trip somewhere, because then are we I don't know. It seems like you're just kind of being, I'm not being anything. It's just I'm at a certain place in my life where I know what I want to do, and I think my friends got to meet me, you know? So, anywho, that's that. We can move forward. We can move forward. Okay, you guys? So, anyhow, just make sure you guys check the bottom line. I guess I'll close with this. I will say this. In the case that you find yourself not around much people who are not meeting the bottom line, I think you'll find that you'll notice the relationship will become very strained and forced. So, hey, check the bottom line.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTM. PR for a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
D'Angelo, ticket spot, 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 ticket, 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 ticket. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Ticket spot, 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 ticket, 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 ticket.
Yo, 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 what's going on, you guys? We are gearing up right now to talk to our homegirl, the beautiful, the sexy, the young model who has taken over Los Angeles one event at a time, Kristen Myers. So as we gear up to get her on, get her to chill here at the Kicker Spot with us, we're going to take another quick musical break. But don't forget, you guys, to check out the new website, TiAngeloLive.com, and you can pick up all your celebrity book content. You can pick up any book content there, actually. And then also, you can go to my Facebook, you know, T'Angelo Live, facebook.com/T'Angelo Live, and be sure to like the page. Need all the support we can get to continue pushing this brand forward. Alrighty, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll be talking to our girl, Kristen Myers.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up. Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't in this dreaming about to live. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up.
Yo, 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 you guys, that was my boy Chris Brown giving you Don't Wake Me Up. That song is fly. I am definitely in love with that track. But anyhow, I had to cut Chris short because, more importantly, we have our girl Kristen Myers here to chill at the Kicker Spot. So let me go ahead and say, what's up, Kristen? How's it doing, girl?
Hey, y'all, what's up? How's everybody tonight?
Everything is great. I am here live at the Grove at a book signing where Dwayne Wade has a line wrapped around this building.
And oh,
so
wow.
Yes,
I should be there.
You know, I'm lowering my tone because, you know, it's a book signing, so I want to be all extra loud at the, you know, the Barnes & Noble. But it is definitely happening. What's going on with you, babe?
I'm just getting off set and probably going to go to dinner with some friends, you know, every day working.
Right, right. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I just, first of all, want to say thank you for coming to the Kicker Spot. You know, we love you here. We got mass support
for
Kristen.
Of course, I love y'all.
As you are doing it. And so tell us, you know, I was telling you, know, we talked about how, you know, Kristen is a small town girl who is taking L.A. over by storm. So how did it all happen? Where did it all start?
I wouldn't say I'm taking L.A. by storm. I'm just working really hard. So I encourage everyone to push 110% every single day in this town. Take advantage of every day that you have because it's so worth it in the end, all the days that you add up that you worked and your work is also out there. So it's an amazing experience, yeah.
I have to agree. So where are you from now?
I'm from West Virginia. Shout out to West Virginia.
So in the last 16 months, your life has changed drastically from a small town girl to the vast city life. How has that process been for you?
Absolutely drastically. It's been tough, but it's been fun. I mean, you know, fitting in with the whole LA era of people. You just gotta be yourself and just hope people like you for who you are, which in that case I got super lucky, so I'm really happy about that. But yeah, I'm from a really small town in West Virginia, very country farm like and So
now was living in a more fast paced lifestyle something you were interested in?
Actually, it was, but it wasn't feasible at the time, just living back home in West Virginia, you know, the economy and everything, so,
And so
I never thought
that
I would ever live in California, though, ever.
So how did it start? So how do you go from being on the farm to being on the red carpet? How did that transition happen?
Well, my mother is my biggest supporter. Shout out to my mom. She would take me around to different modeling searches at the malls and scouting and also, you know, stuff like that. So I would hope to be discovered, but then, you know, always like fees were involved and a lot of scam artists and, you know, I went through it all. So if you all want to know about that, I'll tell you. But yeah. So just stuff like that, and then I just happened to be working one night as a waitress in the Mexican restaurant that I actually used to work at, and a camera crew came in and approached me and asked me if I wanted to be one of the hottest girls in America, and I was like, excuse me, no, we don't have a menu, clearly, so I was very taken back by their questions, so...
Right.
I did this little interview with a personality and on-camera poise and everything, and they sent it to L.A. and some of the bosses that work in the office. Then they sent me an email, and they called me about 4 weeks later and asked me to pack my bags and when I could be in California. So it happened very quickly, and I wasn't ready. I'll tell you that. I had absolutely nothing to wear, which is why I love fashion in L.A. I absolutely love fashion.
Yeah,
and everybody
it's definitely something to see.
Of course. So, yeah,
right.
I mean, basically like that, yeah. I got really lucky and got picked out of my really small town.
So now that you're here, you're in the mix of everything, what about the industry do you like the most?
I like in the industry the most of being helpful to others. Like, you know, I've done a lot of TV networks and I've been on tons of covers and magazines, and that's an awesome experience. I recommend anyone pushing their dreams to fulfill that fully. But also I help a lot of models and, you know, manage and everything like that. So it's really fun to give back, and I love doing charities. It's one of my favorite things.
That's awesome.
Definitely giving back. Yeah.
Okay. Now on the flip side, what have you found to be bothersome that just irritates you to no end?
I mean, definitely the whole persona of a fake person, which I think everybody knows who that is. But you just surround yourself with good people and you bring in good presence as well. So I try not to be around the negative people that only are about themselves and only want to get further for themselves and not because of other reasons. So,
yeah, they're definitely going to try to pull you down.
Clear of that. Exactly.
Now, we are seeing you across TV screen, left and right. Every time we look up, you're doing something new. You're posting somewhere. You're about to be seen, about to be on set. You're just getting off set.
I know. I love doing that because not only does my mother, like, you know, worry about me out here in such a big town, big city, She also is reassured, like, what I'm doing and everything, so I definitely make sure I'm posting everything. But, no, my goal was actually, you know, to do one TV show and kind of go home and live life normal. And then when the TV show aired, I couldn't live normal. I would go to the beach, and people would be like, oh, that's Kristen from that show, and can I have your autograph? Can I take a picture with you?
Mm-hmm,
and I just, like, just entered into this surreal, like, realm, and it's insane because, yeah, I'm very thankful for sure because
yeah.
I can take care of my family, but...
you can't just go back to
yeah,
being normal. It's over.
No, you can't. It's so weird because every time I'm on TV, I'm just like, I get excited and, you know.
Right.
At first, I got really nervous to watch myself. I was like, I can't watch myself on TV at all. But I really like it, and my goal was definitely to be on, like, every network, and I think I'm achieving that at 19 networks so far, so.
Oh, okay. Well, see, like I said,
yeah.
That's why I said you're taking it over by storm. You were definitely on the
yeah.
move. So now one thing you hear about with modeling and being, you know, in the industry is how catty the girls can be, and they can make it really hard for you. But it seems like you have a great energy, you have a great personality, you have such a high spirit for this. Have you found any of that, you know, kind of backlashing or backstabbing?
Oh, of course, at different fashion shows, runway, you hear it all, you've heard it all. Anything from dietary, from, oh, you're too skinny, do you even eat, which... My friends and my circle of people know that I'm such an eater, and that if I can find a buffet wherever I'm at, I am at it, and I am, yeah, definitely.
I want to find a buffet.
Yeah, I absolutely love buffets, love eating.
That is awesome.
But the cattiness in the modeling world, you know, that's just a thing of people being insecure about themselves, and then they want to put others down as well, and think
mm-hmm.
that they're going to get ahead by doing so. Yeah, you have that everywhere. So
this is a part of it. It's a part of it.
Yeah,
you guys,
we
are coming
up and shine through more so than, you know, be yourself and as an individual.
That is awesome. You guys, we are currently sitting here with Kristen Myers, a model and actress who is definitely doing her thing here in L.A. And I'm going to let you guys know, I have had the chance to hang out with Kristen. We've worked together, and she's an awesome girl. We had such fun times in Alaska, here in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been great. So, Kristen, what is next for you?
What is next? I definitely am working on some feature films right now. Not taking a break from the TV world. I definitely have a couple of shows coming out in the late
mm-hmm.
fall. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just more focused on acting, I think, as well, because TV's fun and, you know, you get to shout out to your friends and your family and everyone sees you for, you know, an hour to 2 hours, how much is, you know, an hourly sitcom or something. But
okay.
I want to take it a lot further and, you know, have people take me more serious as well.
Well, I definitely think as you continue to move forward and as determined as you are, that is definitely what's going to happen. So now, I talk about you being the glam goddess, because every time you're out, you look like you just stepped out of somebody's fashion boutique of some sort. And tonight,
and
I'm hearing...
And that's funny that you say that. Oh, God, sorry.
Why do you say that?
It's funny that you say that because, you know, being from West Virginia, everybody has their own different style. And my style has definitely changed because I was, like, country girl, country, cowgirl boots, you know, flannel t-shirt or flannel shirt.
I can't even imagine.
And, you know, I came to L.A. like that. And, of course, I was looked at differently, but I just, you know, kind of was like, oh, you know, they've never seen one like me before, so they're just going to be intrigued and not understanding as well. But
right.
I think I've definitely adapted to my own style, and what I wear out is definitely me. I won't wear anything unless it's me. So if someone's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, my God, that's so you, then, yeah, of course, I love wearing it. So.
Definitely, yeah, and you definitely doing it. And so now you have some of your glam squad here with you, the people who assist you in making these beautiful looks come together.
Yes,
and
I'm so, so thankful I found them, and they're so supportive of, you know, helping me out along my journey, and I try to take them as well everywhere. So.
Yeah, so, well, tonight,
very,
you guys, for the listeners you guys tonight, we are going to speak to just only two of the entities that bring the glam goddess to the front screen. which one is going to be clothing line Cutest Shea. Stylist Shea is going to hang out with us tonight and talk with us about pulling it all together, as well as Carolyn Lynn Sweet of Sweet Jewelry. Yes, you heard it right. We have a jewelry designer who designs for all the stars who's going to be visiting with us tonight. Kristen, you have a great team of people. Let me just say, I really am like their work.
I'm so proud of each woman individually. They are such great people, and I'm so thankful to be working with both of them. You know, they're such sweet people, and I wouldn't want to work with anyone else, to be honest. I'm open to this, but I definitely have a really, really good spot already.
Good. Well, you want to stick around and hang out with us as we talk with them? You got a minute? Or are you running back onto set?
I have a couple minutes.
Okay, super cool. So, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will find out some personal details and find out some little new key notes that it'll take to put together just the ideal look for you, okay? Hang on. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, TOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one celebrity the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot.
The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth.
The kicking spot.
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 What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicking spot.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is your host, T'Angelo, and I am live at the Grove inside of Barnes & Noble with Dwayne Wade. Yes, basketball star Dwayne Wade is having a book signing for his new book, and everyone is starting to move quickly because I think he just arrived. Yes, the crowd is thick. The line is wrapped around everywhere. People are buying books by the droves. But after Curious Directing people, we are going to go ahead and get back into the fun that we are having here at the Kicking Spot. Oh, you guys, I wish I could see this. There's people everywhere. I'm going to have to get back to a quiet section because we are hanging out and chilling with our girl Kristen, and she has her glam squad here. We're talking to Shay of Cutest Shea Clothing. Shay, what's going on with you, baby?
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
We are doing good. You got me and your girl Kristen here chilling at the kicker spot where it's going down. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you, T'Angelo?
I'm great. Say what's up to your girl Kristen.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kristen. It's so nice to hear your voice again.
I know. So I am having so much fun working with you guys.
Yes, and Kristen is very gorgeous at that. She just, like, can pull everything off.
So let's talk about that. You talk about pulling things off, and you have, I'm going to say, a specimen like Kristen, such a good, you know, work of art to design on and play on. How do you approach, you know, getting her ready for an evening or for an event?
Actually, with her, all her schedules are, like, crazy. She always gives me a call, like, 5 minutes, a few minutes before the show starts, and it's just, like, crazy. With her, I always have something ready for her because, like, she's tall, and everything, like, goes right with her because of her style, per se. And, you know, being a model, for her, I think it's the best thing as me being her stylist. So, yeah, I think basically I don't really have anything.
One key note that you just kind of go, you just go for it, like feel the energy and see where she's going for the night and just run with it. Are you there, Shay? Kristen?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we may have lost Shay there. Well, I'll ask you, Kristen. Oh. So how did you and Shay first come to work together?
It's actually quite a crazy story because I was on Facebook and just looking up different things, and Cutest Shea Clothing came across on some likes page, and I looked at it. I was like, wow, this stuff is so my style. I want to get a hold of this person. I want to work with this person. Like, what do I have to do to get in touch with her, you know? So I emailed her, and I told her what I could do and how I could help her clothing line, and take it out to red carpet and also, you know, in the media and on TV. So the first night that she met with me to give me a dress to style me was actually at the Will.i.am album release party event, and it was a red carpet as well. And so I took her on the red carpet, got pictures. Everything that I wore was on the press and media sites the very next day, like Christmas.
It just totally worked. It just was a total perfect.
It did. Like I said, if I promise someone something, I absolutely do very consistently. And it's always 110%. Like, she was very surprised of how quickly her stuff got all over the world, basically online, too.
Well, you know what? I think I'm about to design me a piece now so you can put it on and take it across the world, too.
That's awesome.
But that's awesome. That's awesome. I guess Shade must have lost. We must have lost her there. Let's see what they're saying here. You guys, we are sitting here with Kristen, and, okay, she's back. Oh, wait, yeah, she's back. Shay, are you back?
Okay. I'm back.
Yes, welcome back. We were just talking about how Kristen hit you up online one day. You guys are dressing her the next day, and then you're all across media the third day, just like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's really funny because
she released party and took her on the red carpet with me, so it was really nice to have her there and then also get her clothing out as well.
Yeah, and that was my first red carpet event. It was really fun.
Oh, awesome. So now, with your work, Shay, what type of clothing do you design? When people go to the website, which is cutieshay.com, you guys, C-U-T-I-E-S-H-E-Y. Sorry for the noise. He just arrived. But if you go to your site, what kind of style will people find there? What kind of clothing will they see?
I would say I have a really unique style if you're going to go check my clothing website. And it usually caters to all women in all ages. It depends what kind of style you like. I mean, it's very creative. It's not the regular clothes that you will see in the mall. I try to do something that would, like, have somebody's style.
Oh, excuse me. I'm going to get out of this noise. You guys, we are live, you guys. I am at the Grove in Los Angeles. I told you Mr. Dwayne Wade was going to be here. And, of course, everyone is going crazy, but I want to focus on Cuta Shay right now. He's going to steal the shine.
You better be tweeting pictures from where you're at.
The worst part is I can't even tweet the picture because I forgot the batteries. And my assistant's not here, and so I'm like supposed to be tweeting pictures right now, and I don't have a camera that's functioning. So I'm gonna have to make a friend in a second. I'm gonna make a friend and get some pictures. I'm gonna have to get a friend and take some pictures.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
you better make a friend right now. Make a friend. Okay, take my picture.
We should have gone there, Kristen.
Right.
I'm sorry. What?
We should have gone there.
I know, I didn't even know what was going on. I feel like I missed out.
No, it was random. It was almost, I was, and then Tim Gunn, I went to his book signing the other day. So we're not talking about me, though. Let's talk about y'all. Let's keep it on you, and we'll get to me later. So Shay, with the clothing line, so are you doing high fashion? Are you giving us everyday wear? Are you doing the, you know, the cute girl for nightlife? You know, what kind of looks will I find with Cuta Shay clothing?
You would find every single thing that you like. I cater to everyday wear, evening wear. I have, you know, that classy, sexy, laid-back look. So anything that you would that a girl would ask for.
That is awesome, you guys. Again, this is Cuta Shay Clothing, which is CutieShey.com. And you definitely want to go there because the models are awesome and hot. I love the spreads you guys are putting together, which is really, really also looks awesome. But now,
thank you.
So when you look out at fashion today, where do you think the direction of fashion is headed?
I think it's very futuristic because, you know, looking back, you know, 80s, 90s, it's just totally different from the fashion that we have currently. Everyone's like, right now, everyone's like into color blocking. They're going to match, you know, coral top to like a black top, which is something that you would like from, I mean, you would not see from the past, fashion magazines and stuff like that. But right now, I think there's no such thing as right way or like the wrong way you wear your clothes, because it depends like how you express yourself, and if you feel good about it, I think, you know, you could pull it off.
Okay. Now, I have to ask this random question as a designer. I know this has to happen. So have you ever seen your clothes on someone who just made you think it was done so wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was wondering, and so what could they have done wrong, or what could they have done better to present the piece or the garment?
I think with me, I think the more you put everything together with prints, the more it'll look bad. Because I've seen some people who've worn some printed top that I have, and then they're going to be wearing, like, printed leggings, which is totally, like, I know they're trying to do, like, a color blocking thing, which is so in right now, but
right.
I think it's sometimes if you overdo it, it just won't look good.
Right, right. It's just too much going on all at one time.
Right.
Okay, okay. Now, with what you have going on, is there anyone in Hollywood in fashion that you would love to dress today?
I would love the Kardashian sisters. I just love their style. Very classy, and, you know, like, everything that they wear, it's just awesome.
Okay, the Kardashians. Okay, that's a good choice. That was a good choice.
I am a big fan of their style.
Oh.
I love Monica Rose, their stylist.
Oh, okay, because Monty. Now, when I was going through your site, I didn't see anything that I could fit, so I was wondering... on my next event, if you had any plus size clothing. No, I'm joking. I'm so joking. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking of Will I Am style. I wanted like a Will I Am style. Do you guys have any of that in your closet?
We don't actually, but I could always have something for you.
You're too kind. So now, if the people want to find it straight from your mouth, where can they find Cutashay clothing?
They could find it online. They could just go online, www.cutashay.com. And we actually have an Instagram, which is at cutashay_clothing. And that's where we update everything.
Super, super, super. Well, definitely, Shay, thank you so much for stopping by and hanging out with Kristen and I here at the Kicker Spot.
Thank you so much for having me and Kristen, of course.
Most definitely. We know you're going to keep doing big things and keep our girl looking sharp and glam goddess down.
I love it. Absolutely.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Shay. We're going to take a quick break, you guys, and we'll be back right after this.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Five. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
All righty, you guys, this is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are here live at the Grove in Los Angeles at the Dwayne Wade book signing, where we are hanging out with our girl, Kristen, and her glam squad. If you guys listened to the show minutes ago, you could hear all the rambunctious people in the background welcoming Dwayne as he arrived in for his book signing with the release of his new book, Father First. If you happen to be interested in Father First, want to know more about it, you can go to TiangeloLive.com. And on the home page, his feature book section, he'll be right there. You can click the book, purchase it, or read up on it. It seems to be a good read, you guys. Okay, that's awesome. Again, go to TiangeloLive.com to purchase your copy today. So other than that, I want to run back over and see what's going on, but I don't want to get too loud again. We can't focus on our wonderful glam squad that we have going on tonight. So it's going to be awesome. And we're actually about to speak with celebrity jewelry designer. I'm really excited because the design of jewelry always fascinates me because it's an art that I don't necessarily know how they do it. It's like, wow, they just do it. But anyhow, you guys, so please be sure to support the T'Angelo Live brand. And we will continue to bring you more and more and more entertainment.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot.
Love is brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog is a site to visit. D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
Hey there, what's going on? This is the boy T'Angelo, and we are definitely having a blast here live at the Dwayne Wade book signing here at the Grove in Los Angeles. And you guys, I'm going to have to make sure y'all make it to the next one because we are really having a blast here. I'm tucked away a little bit, so I'm not all up in the happenings, but I can surely see it. And it's kids here, you know, the little lads are here. You got your homeboys here. You got your homegirls here. It's a great mix of people all here to support the boy Dwayne Wade. So that's what's up. And we're going to continue pushing it through on the Kickin' Spot, chilling with all the high fashion, the glam goddess Kristen Myers and the glam squad. Yeah. All right. So, you guys, next I'm bringing to you a wonderful designer. Carol Lynn Sweet, who designs jewelry for all the who's of Hollywood. I'm going to have to go on the list of people she designed for because I know if I put on her jewelry, I'm going to make it to the top. That's how it must work. You put on Sweet's jewelry, you make it to the top. That's what it's about. So let me go ahead and welcome Carol to the show. Welcome, Carol. How are we doing?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am doing so very well. Thank you. Thank you. What's going on with you this evening? Are you doing something fun and exciting tonight?
I am.
Awesome. So now, tell us a little bit about Sweet's jewelry. I had the opportunity to look at some of these intricate pieces with wonderful color and textures. For the listeners, let them know, what kind of jewelry does Sweet's design?
Well, I do a lot of glamour work, a lot of glamour jewelry, you know, for red carpet, you know, award shows, things like that. And I also do a lot of weekend wear, you know.
Mm.
I do stuff like that, yeah.
And, I didn't know you said weekend. I didn't know we had weekend wear.
Well, yeah, you know, stuff
okay.
You can get in the weekend or, you know, just when you're, you know, want to put on something not, you know, laden with, you know, crystals and jewels, you know, just
okay.
Something fun. Yeah.
A little more casual.
Yeah, casual wear, fun wear.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. And my main thing is I design for runway shows. And,
oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Now,
so whatever's on the runway, you know, I usually get a picture sent to me, and then I design especially for that outfit.
Oh, wow. See, that's definitely a skill. So you're going to look at a picture of something and then just make it work.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
That's awesome. So now with our glam goddess, Kristen, who is awesome and amazing, when you put pieces on her, what approach do you take for, you know, for her style and her look? What approach do you take to placing jewelry on her?
Well, you know, Kristen is a fabulous person to design for because
mm-hmm.
she really likes the bold, you know, deep saturated colors, and that's like a first love of mine. So I was really happy to know that, you know, she likes big bold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So and so she's really fun to design for because of that. So,
oh, okay. That is pretty awesome. Now, when you are designing it, do you start with the colors, you start with the texture, or the actual shaping of it?
I usually start with the color.
Okay.
So I pick out my colors and my stones, you know, so depending on what I'm using, sapphires or crystals or turquoise, you know, I guess that's where the texture then would come in. So I pick the
right.
colors, and then I pick the textures with the stones, you know, of that color that I'm trying to design for, and then I put them all together, you know, add the little fills, the little, you know, beads and the little, you know, the little things in between. And then I think that I, you know, depending on the neckline, you know, is really
right,
going
right.
to tell me, do I need a long piece? Do I need a shorter piece? Do I need a choker for this outfit?
Okay.
You know, so
right,
the actual
right.
the clothes will tell you, you know, the shape of it.
Okay. I didn't think of that. That's pretty awesome. Now, with your jewelry, you have been able to dress, you know, to drape some of the biggest names in Hollywood, from Kelly Osbourne to, I got my girl, my blonde, the singer. Wow, I just got her name. Oh, my goodness. Will you tell us, who are some of the people you have the chance to, you know, put jewelry on?
I have Courtney Love, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, that was the one.
Yeah.
And so when you see that, when you see them walking across the red carpet and you see the light, you know, when the whole arch is put together, from the hair to the makeup to the, you know, jewelry, the clothing with the lights and the cameras, how does that make you feel as a designer?
It makes me feel, I guess proud would be the word, you know. It's like,
mm-hmm.
wow, there's my baby and it's going down the runway.
Okay.
That is so fun.
And then how do you critique your work? I mean, is that a time for critiquing as well?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of editing that goes on, you know, when you're designing, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you pick out a bunch of stuff, you know, you like the colors of this, you like the texture, and then you have to edit, you know, as you go. You know, you don't, sometimes, you know, less speaks louder than more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in saying that, what is maybe a common mistake that you see with people when putting on jewelry?
I normally see that they really, maybe the necklines, you know,
mm-hmm.
you really
have
to find the necklines. The piece has to fit the neckline.
So
and,
people just kind of throw something on that doesn't exactly accent or enhance the look.
Right. Well, the whole thing about wearing jewelry is to enhance the designer's clothes. You know, so
right.
the designer has an idea, and you don't want to take away from that design. You want to be able, you know, to show the lines of their dresses or, you know, their outfits, and you don't want to take away the beauty of that design either. What you
right.
want to do is enhance it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is awesome. Now, for the listeners, they want to find your work. Where, if we want to, you know, get some of your beautiful work from Sweets Jewelry, is the best, is there a site we can go check out? I know we have the Facebook, and then also we have, I'm sorry, I'll let you answer the question. If the listeners want to find some of your work, where can they go?
Well, I always recommend that they call the office. I'm really not in, you know, the retail business as of yet. Because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, mainly I design for stylists and runway shows and stars.
Oh,
and
okay.
that's kind of what I do. I am branching out, though, and I'm excited to announce that I will be having a webpage up where, you know, people can go actually online and purchase. It'll be www.carolynsweetsjewelry.com. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of a new situation for me because I've never done that before. I've never
right.
sold, you know, my jewelry retail. It's always been, you know, to the designers or to the stylists or right to the stars.
Right.
So this is a whole other aspect that I've been exploring.
Adventure.
Yeah, it's a new adventure for me.
I'm excited for you.
But right now, if there's somebody out there that, you know, needs a one-of-a-kind piece, because that's really what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Every piece that I design is one-of-a-kind. I don't duplicate patterns.
Right. Okay. I'm gonna have to call over. I'm gonna have to call. And everyone, if you're thinking that you need a piece, you got a wedding coming up or a big event where you can't see your accessories on anybody else, you can definitely check Carolyn out. Just give her a call at 562-298-7081. If you're scurrying for a pin and you're ready now, I'm going to do it again. Here we go. It was 562-298-7081. You have to give her a call for that special piece that she won't see anywhere else. I love it.
And also, they can go. They can catch me on my my Facebook page. It's Sweets Carolyn Sweets Jewelry.
Carolyn Sweets Jewelry, yes. And also, I will say to the listener, if you guys do visit Carolyn's page on Facebook, you can see some of the pieces there, which I found to be, I would say, I found to be really nice. But my favorite part was the colors. Like you said, you had bold colors on there as well. And then you had some kind of autumn, like the browns and the tan, you know, the other tones, kind of a more of an autumn look. And I was enjoying it. I thought it was really nice.
Well, thank you.
Most definitely.
How's my girl Kristen doing? Is she having fun?
Kristen, oh my goodness, Kristen is always having fun. She just hung up. She was just getting off set. And knowing her, she's about, let's see, what is today? Today's Thursday, so she might have an early morning or something. Otherwise, I have to call her up and see what we're going to do next, because she likes to have fun, as do I. So, yeah, Kristen's great. Awesome. And I want to say thank you on her behalf, you know, for being a part of her glam squad, to make sure she always shuts it down with the fashion, because she does. She truly does.
Well, you know, she's a very, very hardworking lady, and I love that about her. And that's another reason why I love to design for her, because she's always going to events. I love that. So she's a challenge for me, you know? Like, where
right.
are you going now?
right, yeah. Because now, and that's funny, because her and I were out together once, and she had a new dress that she loved, and she was like, oh, I want to wear it tonight. I was like, oh, okay. She said, but I can't, because I was on TMZ earlier today in it, so I can't wear the TMZ dress tonight at the club. And I was like, oh, my. So she had to completely, you know, redo the whole look, because that's Hollywood.
Well, yeah, we don't want to duplicate.
That's what a glam goddess, that's what I told you, you're a glam goddess, that's what you do. You got to follow the protocol.
That's definitely awesome.
Well, you guys, we are chilling here with Carol Sweets, a Sweets Jewelry, and she does she does pieces especially for you. If you need that special piece that talks to you and only you, this is a lady you definitely want to talk with. You have to look her up on the Facebook. She's on my page. She's on Kristen's page. Or just give her a call at 562-298-7081. Well, Carol, is there anything else that you want to leave with the people before we go?
Let me think. You guys rock. You guys rock. Thank you so much for having me on your radio show. I want to say that, and I want to say to Kristen that I hope she's having a great time tonight and that it's a joy working with her. I love designing for her, and I love that you guys are giving her a spot on your radio show, because she's fabulous.
Yes, she is. She's definitely making me look better.
And thank you, honey, for inviting me to stop by and talk with you guys about the jewelry.
Most definitely. Well, you'll be hearing from me again very soon, Carol. So thank you again for hanging out with the Kicker Spot, and we'll be back with you soon.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. You guys, continue to chill out here at the Kicker Spot. We are coming to a close, but don't forget that Dwayne Wade is doing a book signing. So we're going to have to check out Dwayne and see what's going on over there, see if the line is any shorter than it was. I see photographers. I see flashes going off. I see little kids here. You guys, this is an awesome event. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after this, okay, you guys? So stick around.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot.
Okay.
T'Angelo.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? We are here at the Dwayne Wade book signing, and we are having a blast chilling at the Kicker spot. This is awesome. I'm going to have to find a camera, meet a friend, and get some pictures and send them over to you guys. I don't want you guys to think I'm denying you the opportunity to see. Hey there, how are you doing? Good. I'm great, thank you. See, oh, I've got a friend, you guys. I just got a friend. Yeah. Anyhow, okay, so, oh, my goodness. Was that everything? Did I forget something? No, I think shoot. This show went by so quickly. I guess being at a live event will make the time fly by. Well, oh, you guys, this has been awesome. I don't even know what to say at this point. I guess this is kind of it, huh? The train is kind of coming into the station. And okay, well, now what do we do? I don't know. Well, hey, it is what it is. You guys, I want to say thank you for hanging out with us tonight. We have definitely had another fun time here at the Kicker Spot. And before we go, I just want to make sure I remind you guys, relationship tip of the week is to check the bottom line. Just make sure the person can come to the table with something. Don't get yourself in a situation where you feel all alone because you didn't check the bottom line. Also, as I mentioned, the new logo is out, you guys. I'm in love with it. People have been hitting me up on Facebook saying they're in love with it. And it is definitely a process when you're building your business and you're working on putting it all together, because the logo will be like the bat sign, you know. It's like the swoosh. It's like the Coca-Cola. It will brand you, and you want to find something that you love. And so I had an awesome team of people who helped me find what I love. So check out the Facebook page to see the logo, or go to TiangeloLive.com. Other than that, you guys, I want to say thank you to all of my guests this evening. Kristen Myers, model, actress, definitely thank you for hanging out. I look forward to hanging out and chilling with you again. To Kudoshe Clothing and Sweets Jewelry, you guys, thank you again for coming by and chilling out with us and being an awesome team for my girl Kristen, because she's definitely looking sharp every time we see her. And other than that, I wanted to say thanks to all of you guys, all the listeners and all my supporters. I truly feel y'all's love. I appreciate you. And big ups. We're going to keep doing it big. And lastly, but surely not least, to the EOTM fam, y'all definitely make it all possible, because it surely takes a village to raise a kid. And T'Angelo Live is a little bitty kid right now. He's about to blow up. All right, you guys. Well, I'm having a blast here hanging out at the book sign. I'm about to get back inside and try to get some shots for you guys. And I guess that's all. All right, you guys. So until next time, be safe. And remember to experience life to the fullest. Just live. I'm your host, T'Angelo, and I'm gone.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. Fisher Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I? Who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
and get it. All these fellas trying to get me, you the only one I'm digging. I'm ready and I'm willing to follow your intuition. And you don't have to try too hard, cause you already got my heart. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, baby, you got it. Baby, baby, you got it, you got it, got it, you got it.
You know that.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, baby, you got it. Baby, baby, you got it, you got it, got it, you got it.
You know that.
Check out the EOTM Media Group, yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
EOTM Radio.
Entrepreneurs on the Move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.